tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, to the online bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. TV, to E-Entertainment, Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, welcome, Switch to Birth fans. This is the Switch to Birth After Buzz After Show. If you don't recognize that song, that's Baby Got Back. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit subscribe. Go to iTunes.com. Maybe it's not iTunes.com. Whatever. Go to iTunes. Find After Buzz. Hit subscribe. That way you don't miss an episode. We're also on SoundCloud. And we're on Twitter, guys. And Instagram at AfterBuzzTV. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. I am solo today. You can tweet at me live during the show. I probably won't see it because the internet is not working where I am. But we have the chat roll going for those who are live on YouTube. Hopefully we will get to you. We are discussing borrowing your enemy's arrows. That's right. Here at Switched at Birth, we always borrow our enemy's arrows. That's right. We did that and got rid of Hannah. Yeah, Hannah's been detained, possibly arrested. I don't know what she's up to, but that's where she's at this week. And Alexis couldn't be here, our voice of the chat. So it's just me.
And me.
And James.
I'm your voice of the chat.
James is the voice of the chat. We apologize to everyone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is foreign to me, but I will try my best to help you Switched at Birth fans.
We appreciate that. I'm sure the people in the chat are like, ooh, sexy voice. It's a man.
It's a man!
It's a man! All right, let's jump in to this episode. The reason we started with Baby Got Back is because we opened with Mingo in his boxers. He's shirtless, which we all know I liked, and he's pantless, which I also appreciated. And at spring break, he won the, like, abs and booty contest. Yep, he got back. I thought it was a clever connection. Whatever. So we have this whole issue with Mingo and his parents are coming to town. And Daphne decides that they should meet his parents and her parents. And it's meet the parents. Yeah, it's real soon. It's, like, real soon. And they're like, let's get over it real fast so that we can get through it together. But it's really soon. And even, like, Catherine was like, oh, maybe they're going to get married. It's really soon, guys. They've been together for, what, like a few months? Maybe a semester? It's really soon. And we have the whole issue with, like, how they met is that he was a jerk. I didn't forget that he was a jerk. I put it aside because he's good looking. But he's kind of a jerk. And then we meet Mingo's dad, and this all ties into, I love that they tied this into John and Catherine's money drama, because that made it much more interesting. Hannah would be here to tell us that she's asleep. She, in fact, sent her notes. Hannah's notes are, when we reveal that his name is Greg Schmingo, she wrote, Greg Schmingo! And then there's an emoji of the, like, crying happy face. You know, like, she's laughing so she cries. She writes, what kind of name is that? I never laughed so hard alone publicly. I'm calling him Schmingo from now on. What person goes from, oh, my last name is Schmingo, so my nickname is Mingo? No, your nickname is Schmingo. Right, James?
Yes. And Boo69B says, we know Mingo is upset about Daphne kissing that guy in Mexico.
Right. We do know that. And we will get to that. Thank you, Boo. And James, you're doing great. Don't worry about it. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad that you're messing up. It's okay. Anyway, so we have Schmingo, which it really bugs me that his name is Schmingo. That's a really stupid name. It's like they were like, what could Mingo be short for? Schmingo. Yeah, let's go with that. But his dad is played by John Michael Higgins, who is, like, very well known for comedic roles. To see him play this dramatic role is super different, and I don't like it. It's, like, different in a bad way. John Michael Higgins, you may recall from like Best in Show. He was in Pitch Perfect. He's the announcer dude with Elizabeth Banks. He's wonderful. But to see him play this serious role and like, you know, the straight-laced dad is stupid. I didn't like it. I want to know what the fans thought. Did the fans like seeing John Michael Higgins?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They said he's a bae. He's sexy. Somebody else said he's bae. Is bae a character?
Bae is a character.
Bae is a character. Someone is saying that bae is the sexiest character.
Really?
Not him.
All right. Interesting. You guys are weird in the chat role. All right, so Larry turns out to be the accountant that screwed them over, that ties this whole story together about the money problems. And then we have this stupid... I don't know why Daphne decided... What?
Schmingo might be Spanish for Domingo. So, like, that's what Boo69B says.
Boo, I think you're wrong. I think you're making shit up. Excuse my language. I think you're making Schmingo up. That's going to be my new word. I'm going to say that. But so we have, all right, so Daphne decides the way to solve this problem is to have this basketball game, this 2-on-2 of the dads versus the kids, which is the stupidest idea I've ever heard. The stupidest idea. If everyone hates everyone, then we should not have a 2-on-2 basketball game, right? That doesn't make any sense. And then, of course, it turns out bad and whatever, but we get this whole big reveal, and the kids find out that the parents are broke. And then there's an entire discussion about who's at fault. So up until this point, we all believed that John was not at fault, right? We believed that John didn't know what Larry was doing. There's a lot of discussion happening behind the scenes. James, if you could tell them to shut the F up, that'd be great.
I will do my best.
Thanks. So John, we believed that John didn't know about what was happening. And we find out that it seems like John inadvertently told Larry to break the rules, or at least told Larry to break the rules and thought that Larry would stop him when it went too far, which I'm going to call BS on that. Either you break the rules, you don't, right? Like, you can't do, you're breaking the rules, John. According to Hannah's notes, she wrote, "And John," with 3 exclamation points and a whole bunch of N's. Bad exclamation point. I'm sure Yell would like to tell him how bad he is right now. Winky face, winky face. Yeah, guys, I would like to tell him how bad he is. Gross. All right. The whole Daphne Mingo thing wraps up with Daphne revealing that she kissed/was kissed by Quinn, which Mingo says he's okay with. And as was it Boo who pointed out that we know Mingo's not okay with this, obviously.
Yes, and Anna Adams says she wasn't surprised to find John was at fault.
Yeah, no one was surprised to find that John was at fault. That's an excellent point. I think because we were told that John wasn't at fault, we were like, oh, okay. But when it was, had it not been that way, had it been like, you're in trouble because these things happened and John wasn't shocked about them, we would have been like, well, obviously John did it. John's not a good guy. I'm going to say that. John's not a good guy. And everyone knows how much I love him because I love DW. DW is amazing. I'm not a big John fan. He makes silly mistakes. And as we know, he overreacts. But I want to talk a little bit about overreacting. That's right, guys. Last week, Bay went crazy, right? And before we get into Bay's whole storyline, remember that she is this crazy ex-girlfriend. Speaking of crazy ex-girlfriends, this week our episode is sponsored by a new show on the CW called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, because we've all, I mean, I know I've been there, where you're a little bit crazy and you are an ex, and sometimes that happens. And this new show starring Rebecca Bunch, who is a YouTube star, I believe. She's an internet sensation, I apologize. She stars and co-created the show. She can sing, she can dance. And in this world, she can do both in public, and it's completely normal. She stars as a woman who's a little crazy about that one special guy, her very first love. And 10 years later, she gets a second chance when she meets him again. So the show, according to The Hollywood Reporter, says that Rachel Bloom, this character played by Rachel Bunch, Rachel Bloom is the actress. Sorry, Rachel Bunch is the character. My apologies. Rachel Bloom is one of TV's 10 hot stars to watch. And USA Today says that this may be fall's most promising comedy. TV Guide says it's insanely entertaining. I actually am really excited about the show. It looks amazing. Critics agree that Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is something to sing about. So check out the trailer at CWTV.com. That series is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And starting on the 28th. Is that today? Today is the 28th? Nope. Yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Oh, man. Yesterday, it premiered. No, I apologize. That is my apology. I'm making up dates here. I'm wrong. The series premieres October 12th, guys, at 8 p.m. on the CW. So check it out. That is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Monday, October 12th. I got real excited. On the CW, 8 p.m., check it out. It's going to be crazy.
You nailed it.
Thanks. So that's our sponsor, and we're going to talk a little bit more about how you guys can help us in a bit. I want to switch gears to Melody, because everyone wants to talk about Bay, and they always want to talk about Bay, but I want to talk about Melody and Gabe. Okay, so Gabe proposes, and I said last week something that really insulted a lot of you when I said that I love him so much. He proposes, and I definitely cried at his proposal because it was beautiful. And the ring that he gives Melody is so unique and so different. And I love that he did this because they're such a unique and different couple.
Real quick, as yeah. a man who just got engaged, I would like to know how he proposed. That was so sweet. That made you cry. And what was so great about the ring?
Okay, so the ring wasn't like a diamond ring, right, guys? It was like a pretty pink or reddish, but it wasn't a ruby. I don't know what it was. But, like, it was not silver or gold. Maybe my TV was dark, but it was a beautiful ring with just the jewel on top and then, like wires spiraled around. It was just a beautiful ring. Google it, James. It was beautiful. And he proposed because they decided last episode or two episodes ago that they were going to adopt a child together, which made this proposal less of a surprise. But he was putting rose petals all over the house, and she came home early. And as he starts talking, he hasn't even said anything, and he goes, "Wow, I did not think I'd be this nervous." And then he gets down on one knee, and he proposed, and it was just so beautiful, and about how much he loves her. Guys, I'm tearing up right now. I thought it was really pretty. Thanks, tearing James. Anybody else tearing up? Anyone else excited about this proposal?
They're
not.
They love the ring.
That's true. That ring was really cute. Anyway, so we're working on this adoption situation where Melody and Gabe want to adopt a deaf child. And it's been clear, we have this conversation with Melody and Regina, where she points out that the age difference was an issue because she thought that he would want to have kids and she's not having kids. And they decide they're going to adopt an older child. And as she says to Regina, adoptions, they can take years. I go, this is going to be a real fast adoption. Like, you're setting us up for her to be upset. And then we have this beautiful scene with them and the adoption agency and their interpreter. And it was such an amazing scene. But I can't understand why Gabe doesn't look at Melody and see that she's scared. You know, she was clearly not as jumping for joy as he was. And I think that he needed to take a moment and look at that. Which later leads us to this conversation between Melody and Toby. Toby is not the person whose advice I would take.
Real quick, Boo69Bs wants to know if you think Gabe was moving too fast with Melody.
I think...
And do you think that will last?
I think because Melody felt that it was too fast, it was too fast. I think from an outsider perspective, it felt like a normal pace. I think the fact that this adoption was coming up real fast... It's not totally on Gabe's fault. Melody should have spoken up. I think that's one of the biggest issues, is that Melody didn't speak up and say, "I'm not really ready," until it became clear that there was a family that had twins. We had one deaf and one hearing, a boy and a girl, and that he was like, "No, we're going to adopt these twins." At that moment, she finally spoke up, and I felt like it could have happened a little sooner. I think this relationship will definitely last, especially now that she's told Travis and Emmett, "You're going to have siblings. We're going to be a family." I think it's going to last. I think as long as she opens up and speaks, it will be a healthy and safe relationship. That's me as my relationship expert. That's a joke. So Hannah's response was, Melody, rut-row. Yeah, she literally wrote rut-row. I'm starting to think we're not going to see much of Red Fox Doctor. Ginger Fox. We're not going to see much of Red Fox Doctor if they can't sort this stuff out. Or she thinks that they're going to get Toby's baby. Because if not, that's three babies on set. Yeah, three babies on set sounds crazy. We already have the nine-year-old Will, which Regina's dealing with. We're going to have the other baby that's coming from Toby and Lily, which we'll talk about what was in the preview and what might happen with that baby. That's a lot of babies coming to the show. That said, let's move into Bay, because I felt like, especially as everybody else seems to get older, Bay continues to look the same age. And when we introduce this character of Garrett, who I will talk about in a second, he looked so much older than her. And clearly I'm in love with John. So I'm not saying I have a problem with that. I'm saying that this actress is not looking the age of her character, and they need to mellow out this look if that's what they're going for. I don't know if I've made myself clear, but that's what I think. I think there's too many young folk, and she looks like she's still in middle school when she's supposed to be in college. Speaking of, Bay decides she's not going to do the Frida program, which I think a lot of people had amazing predictions about her taking the program and going to Mexico, which would take Daphne to Mexico, which would mean Daphne and Quinn, which would be this amazing, different route for this story. And I think that's an interesting way that they could have gone. But if she's not going to that program, there's nothing happening in Mexico. That's over with. That said, people are like, well, Quinn's going to come back. Maybe. We'll see. So Garrett, we've met Garrett before. And for those who don't know who he is, that is Niall. I forget his last name. He's on America's Next Top Model right now. If you're not watching this season, go and support Garrett on Niall on America's Next Top Model, because he's an actual deaf contestant on Top Model, and he is amazing. He is so hot. Oh my God, guys. If they keep him on the show, which I really want them to, they best show him shirtless, because it's worth it. I'm telling you, beautiful. So Garrett's friends with Travis, and Travis doesn't want Garrett and Bay to get together. She's kind of ready for a rebound, but I don't think that Bay is a rebound kind of girl, especially because after the first date doesn't go so well, she like tries to make up for it. And he's supposedly a player, according to Daphne, which means this is going to be a, like, he wants to be the rebound or whatever, and she's going to think that they're dating, and it's going to be something. Hannah's comment. I used to serve Garrett when I worked at Wang's. He's super fudge nuttin' nice. And those eyes, oh yeah, I'm in support of this relationship. Yeah, he's hot.
Dig Nature 123 says Niall is 25 and his last name is DeMarco.
DeMarco, thank you. He's 25. I think it's the facial hair that makes him look a little bit older, but also Bay looks like she's 18, and I think they're supposed to be 18, 19. She looks 18 or younger, and they're not like dressing her to look more her age. They continue to dress her like a 17, 18 year old, especially she had her hair pulled back in this like middle school thing. He's also really tall. I mean, it looks great, but like she's short. It's weird. Maybe it's me, guys. Maybe it's just me and you're all disagreeing. I'm not saying we should get rid of Garrett, because we should definitely keep him around. So they go on their first date, and we see that Tank is the waiter, and we find out that Tank's life is essentially ruined, which no one is surprised about, but Bay being Bay, she feels bad, and I'm really glad that Regina tells her to leave it alone. I'm like really happy Regina explains to her to not do anything about it, and then Bay goes and drives by and decides not to do anything. Wonderful. The fact that Tank's life is ruined and that he goes on dates and a girl Googles his name and sees the word rape next to it and he can't get any because of that, I'm not saying he deserves it, because we know that the situation was complicated, but I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. That said, I want to tell you guys a very funny story. I went on a date with a guy, and if you Google his name, there is a registered sex offender with the same name. So apparently he went on dates with people. They Googled him and didn't click to see the photo, and he lost a bunch of dates because of it, which I find amusing. So when this happened to Tank, I was like, hey, I know someone that happened to, kind of. So here we have comments from Hannah. Tank, it was all super uncomfortable, and it all just didn't sit very well with me. I feel pretty bad for him. Oh, and Travis, I think she meant like sheesh, but it said something else. I still can't decide if he really has feelings for her or not. For some reason, I'm not buying it. A lot of you said the same thing. A lot of you commented that you don't think Travis actually has feelings for Bay, that Travis just wants Emmett to think that he has feelings for Bay. And we see this little scene where they try to figure out if they're cool, and they seem not to be. My problem is Travis keeps kind of going for Emmett's, like, leftovers. I don't want to say leftovers because women aren't a piece of meat, but like what ends up happening is Emmett was in love with Daphne, as we recall when the show first started. Travis first liked Daphne, and now this Bay situation, and it just feels like, where's Mary Beth? That's what I want to know. Travis and Mary Beth were great together and they were perfect, and I want that. Also, Bay should take some time to figure out who she is before she starts dating again. That's my belief. And that's pretty much this episode. I was really surprised that the Tank thing wasn't expanded upon more. I wanted more of that. But that's pretty much what we have this episode. And it's just me talking to myself. I appreciate that some of you are jumping in. I appreciate that we have the lovely James.
It was really Dignature. I apologize. I butchered your name and I said Dig Nature. It's Dignature, like signature.
Thanks, Dignature.
Hannah, Bay's date was funny, and it was funny asking to kiss Bay. It would be so awkward. It says Aubrey O.
So, all right. So, Garrett, I like that he says, we need to get this out of the way. I think that's really cute, because that's a really, I find that adorable. I'll say this. There's a lot of back and forth on what's appropriate in terms of asking to kiss someone. And a lot of people say that as soon as you ask, it's weird. And I'll say that when the right person asks, or when somebody asks that you want to kiss, it's not weird. So if someone asks you and it goes, oh, you just ruined the mood, that's a sign right there. Especially to see him asking her right before the reveal of Tank, right? Let's look at that parallel right there. Tank is the one who sexually assaulted her, and the entire conversation was, did she say yes? No, but she didn't say no. You know what I mean? So if now we compare that to Garrett, who straight up goes, I want to kiss you. Is that okay? We have this complete opposite, and it ended well for him. Something to think about. I personally, though, believe that if someone asks to kiss you and it ruins the moment, that's a sign that you shouldn't be kissing them anyway. That's my belief. On that note, thank you. Have you ever asked your wife if you can kiss her?
No. I have not. Maybe. I just do it.
Well, sometimes.
But she is an adoption attorney, so It kind of all ties in full circle. I deal with adoptions and babies and baby mama drama and stuff like this all the time.
Interesting. We should have her on the show when the adoption goes through and there's drama with that, because you know there will be. You know that this smooth sailing thing was just to make Melody uncomfortable, and as soon as we get there, there'll be drama. Are there anything else that the chat roll wants to say before we head into prediction?
That Garrett is adorable.
Yeah, guys, Niall DeMarco on America's Next Top Model. He's still on as of today. He's so good looking. And you watch it and a lot of the people, not to talk about a different show, but nobody signs. And I was like, oh, I wish I was there. I just want to keep him company. Hug him. I wish he was older. I can't believe someone told me he's 25. Now I feel dirty. Thanks, guys. Let's head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay. In the trailer for next week, we see Are we done? Are we done? Thanks. We see that Lily may want to go back to London. Toby's furious about it because he has rights as a father. John and Catherine finally come clean about their money drama to the kids, which, yeah, they kind of have to now. And Mingo reveals that he is, in fact, upset about the kiss with Quinn. The predictions that we have from Hannah are, we see dude man from Mexico, Quinn. Hannah, his name is Quinn. And Schmingo cheats. Yeah, a lot of people are saying Schmingo's going to cheat. I'm on that boat. Schmingo's probably going to cheat. Also, she thinks that Travis can tell Bay of his feelings, or Emmett's going to tell Bay that Travis has feelings. And Hannah hopes that there's no more tax talk because she's bored. Yeah, I could believe that. So I think this Lily-Toby thing, here's how I feel about it. If Lily leaves to go to London, I'm sad that we're losing Lily because I really like her, but happy that we're losing the baby because this baby is going to be really obnoxious in terms of a show, not as a baby or a child. But I mean, in terms of the show, it's going to be very disruptive to the story if we have to keep going back and dealing with this baby, especially because we're also going to have to deal with Melody's babies now. I think that either way, having the babies will make the characters less prominent in the storyline. That's what I think. And seeing Toby having to deal with being like a father from a distance might be interesting. I think John and Catherine coming clean about their money drama will help us get into the swing of like moving past it because no one cares. And Mingo, we all knew that Mingo wasn't long-term. Mingo is not OTP. That's not, Dingo is not a end game. Yeah, I'm over it. And I think that if he can't handle this, then we can move on and find her someone better. In fact, you know what? If Garrett stops being a player, I'm going to start shipping Daphne and Garrett because they would make beautiful babies. That's my prediction. Guys, thank you so much for sticking with me. I apologize if you were unhappy this week. Go to iTunes, leave us a comment, let us know that you were unhappy, and I will fix it. I will have co-hosts, and everything will be better next week. Thanks so much. You can find me online at yell.tv. That's Y-A-E-L.tv. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, other places at Yell Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. We'll see you here next week, same time, better panel, just for you guys. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.